Jeremy, Katie, and Josh.
Mix 100.
I stumbled across this list. It's making the rounds on the social today. 15 silly old-timey words that you need to start using again.
Oh.
Sassafras.
Sarsaparilla. You want some of these?
Yeah.
It's funny because most of these mean like being foolish or nonsense, you know? Like, here's the first one. Flapdoodle. Which means foolish words.
Of course.
Henry thinks he's a genius, but everything he tweets is pure flapdoodle.
Okay.
I like that one.
Huh.
Tommy rot, which is utter foolishness or nonsense, which is generally what I'm spouting on the air here. That Jammy on the Mix show is full of the tommy rot, isn't he?
We got to work that into we got to work it into the show today.
Yeah. Enough of that tommy rot. See? Monkey shine?
I already like that one.
What is that?
What's it mean?
That means Katie making whoopee.
Oh,
the monkey shine, Katie.
No, it's a playful activity or a prank.
That sounds like it. Like
quite
monkey
frankly,
business.
Katie, I'm growing tired of all your monkey shine, and you need to start acting like an adult.
Well, if you stop spitting all that flapdoodle over there, maybe I'll stop.
That's just horse feathers, which is foolish or untrue words. Horse feathers. Josh, use it in a sentence.
Horse feathers is an old-timey word. How was that?
Applesauce means nonsense. I kind of like that one. Yeah, we just broke up. I couldn't take all of her applesauce.
I like that.
She had so much applesauce, you guys.
Like literally?
Like literally.
You can't use that too much. It makes me hungry.
I know.
Like now I want applesauce.
Baffle gab is just gibberish or gobbledygook.
Oh, I like that one.
So like this whole segment right now is just a baffle gab.
They just took two words and put them together that made no sense and said it was a new word is what they did back in the day.
Yeah.
I'm understanding.
Yeah. Some of these I can't say. They're so... They sound like naughty words.
No.
You should say
hambuggery? False or deceptive behavior?
Quit that hambuggery.
I fell for this hottie's hambuggery on Tinder and ended up being catfished by my best friend. Oh.
Wow, they were dealing with a lot of nonsense back in the day.
Like, how could you remember all these words? Pifle, which is just trivial nonsense. Did I do teradiddle?
No.
No, I like that one.
It's a fib. A teradiddle. Oh, he told me the end of that movie, and it was just total teradiddle. It was completely wrong. I don't like that one.
I don't either.
Anyone else I want to give you? Cod swallop, which is just nonsense.
Why is everything nonsense?
I know,
everything's nonsense.
That's a bunch of cod swallop.
I couldn't believe anything back in the day.
I think the best one on this list that I am going to start working into just daily life is the applesauce, which is just nonsense. I couldn't take all that applesauce. I just couldn't do it. I'm going to try to work that in when Big Rob comes in to talk to us.
Don't explain it at
all. Yeah, I know.
That's applesauce. And walk out. Just walk out.
Why did you play that song? I don't know. It's just a bunch of applesauce, Big Rob. And then, walk out. He'd be like, what? Well, we are definitely approaching a holiday, and a lot of people are going to be getting out of town. And there's a couple of big stories out this morning, one of which is coming out from the TSA. It's all the things you should never be putting in the TSA bin at the airport. It's a lot of just stuff that's like, duh. Your passport, your ID, watches, jewelry, loose lithium batteries, headphones, glasses, neck pillows. I don't know. Whatever. One of the big things that they're talking about, though, is I guess they're getting a lot of complaints from people because people are tossing in a bunch of loose cash into those bins to get scanned. And while it's in some of those machines, I guess it's getting like sucked around in there or something. And if it gets lodged in those TSA scanning machines, you can't get it back. They're saying that they're not going to go in and look for your cash money.
Hmm.
So don't put your loose cash inside those TSA machines. They say fold it up, put it in a wallet, do something. Because if you lose some hundos in there, they're not going in for them.
Enough
Why would
people
you do
are
that?
Doing that, yeah, to where there's a story being published about it. Like,
you
that's
looked
what
around?
Gets me.
We got we live amongst a bunch of mouth breathers.
Katie, enough people were bringing ranch through the TSA lately.
I know, but like,
people still bring guns and knives through the scanners.
Which is insane.
Yeah. Which is, look around. We're surrounded by mouth breathers. Man, which makes another great t-shirt. Surrounded by mouth breathers. Okay, the
You're
other
make
thing,
all kinds of friends.
Man, I tell you what, I got to get that going immediately. Okay, now get this. If you are going out of town and you're going to be near an ocean, this is a big heads up. There's a new study out finding people who accidentally swallowed ocean water were more likely to come down with stomach problems. You know why? Because the water might be contaminated near the shore with bacteria linked to seagull poop.
Oh!
They say that's one of the biggest risks for people who swallow ocean water while swimming is all those seagulls be pooping in it. It's probably just sitting there on the surface all buoyant, making its way inland, and everybody is out there swimming, and then you're sucking it up. And then you get stomach issues while you're on vacation.
Look, the ocean's beautiful, but the ocean grosses me out.
Like, same.
It really
smells.
Does.
I'm scared of it.
It's pretty. It's too deep for me. It's pretty, but ugh.
I've never swam in the ocean.
And there's seagull poop, Katie.
I've never been in there.
Well, don't go in it.
I'm not going to now.
You're going to eat seagull
always
turds.
Always wanted to until this moment.
The next thing you know, you're walking around stealing people's sandwiches and their chips.
I know,
chips.
Exactly.
Mine.
Calling things a snarf blat and stuff.
That's right. Be careful. Be careful out there. Well, we are definitely approaching a holiday, and a lot of people are going to be getting out of town, and there's a couple of big stories out this morning, one of which is coming out from the TSA. It's all the things you should never be putting in the TSA bin at the airport. It's a lot of just stuff that's like, duh. Your passport, your ID, watches, jewelry, loose lithium batteries, headphones, glasses, neck pillows, I don't know, whatever. One of the big things that they're talking about, though, is I guess they're getting a lot of complaints from people because people are tossing in a bunch of loose cash into those bins to get scanned. And while it's in some of those machines, I guess it's getting like sucked around in there or something. And if it gets lodged in those TSA scanning machines, you can't get it back. They're saying that they're not going to go in and look for your cash money. So don't put your loose cash inside those TSA machines. They say fold it up, put it in a wallet, do something. Because if you lose some hundos in there, they're not going in for them.
Enough
Why would
people
you do
are
that?
Doing I know. That, yeah, to where
yes.
there's a story being published about it.
Have
like,
you
that's
looked
what
around?
Gets me.
We live amongst a bunch of mouth breathers.
Katie, enough people were bringing ranch through the TSA lately.
I know, but like,
people still bring guns and knives through the scanners.
Which is insane.
Yeah. Which is, look around. We're surrounded by mouth breathers. Man, which makes another great t-shirt. Surrounded by mouth breathers. Okay, the
You're
other
make
thing,
all kinds of friends.
Man, I tell you what, I got to get that going immediately. Okay, now get this. If you are going out of town and you're going to be near an ocean, this is a big heads up. There's a new study out finding people who accidentally swallowed ocean water were more likely to come down with stomach problems. You know why? Because the water might be contaminated near the shore with bacteria linked to seagull poop.
Oh!
They say that's one of the biggest risks for people who swallow ocean water while swimming is all those seagulls be pooping in it. It's probably just sitting there on the surface all buoyant, making its way inland, and everybody is out there swimming, and then you're sucking it up. And then you get stomach issues while you're on vacation.
Look, the ocean's beautiful, but the ocean grosses me out. Like,
same.
It really
smells.
Does.
I'm scared of it.
It's pretty. It's too deep for me. It's pretty, but ugh.
I've never swam in the ocean.
And there's seagull poop, Katie.
I've never been in there.
Well, don't go in it.
I'm not going to now.
You're going to eat seagull
turds. Always
wanted
to until this moment.
The next thing you know, you're walking around stealing people's sandwiches and their
I know,
chips.
Exactly.
Mine.
right.
Calling things a snarf blatt and stuff.
That's right. Be careful. Be careful out there. What you got?
Okay, so this is from Noelle, and she asks for our help. She says, I have a 9-year-old daughter. Her dad and I broke up when she was 5. So as far as she knows, mama is single, and that's all I'll ever be. I don't go on dates. I'm not on any of the apps. And when I'm done working, all of my time is spent on her. This year, I turned 32, and I don't know what kicked in for me, but I got an immediate feeling of FOMO when it comes to love. I totally feel like I'm just letting my person slip away from me, which is weird because I've never cared about a person before. I tried talking about this to my brother. He's super close to me, and we had an interesting talk about it. He had this take. He said, I can't date until my daughter leaves the house or is at least 16. He says it's too risky to bring a person into her life at this point, and I missed my window to introduce her to a stepdad. He said specifically, a kid this age is going to feel like they're competing with someone new. That's a good point right there. It really is. She said, what the frick? When did they get to decide what approach I take with dating? Now, I get his point that it's rough out there and I should stay focused, but life's way too short, right? I don't think I should put my life on hold, even if it's to step up to that parent role. So she asked, she's just like, which way should she go? This is new to her when it comes to single parent dating. So should she take her daughter into consideration before she goes on these dates? Or is she just
give up dating like altogether?
Yeah,
huh?
Do you give up dating or should she try? Because here's the thing, and here's my, I guess, concern for her here is at 32, as a woman, it's the internal clock, especially like if you want to have another baby. Like, it's not like we're not like Al Pacino where he can father a kid at 84. That's not how it works for us. So you get that clock ticking and the time just gets less and less and less and less. And so I just feel, and that's from Noelle, by the way, Noelle in Lakewood. I just feel for Noelle, yeah, she's really got to think about what she wants at this point in her life, because if she wants another kid, that's something you have to take into the equation as well.
I know we have a lot of single parents that listen to this show. Maybe you guys are dealing with whether or not you should get back into the dating world, or maybe you have and you've noticed that it has affected your relationship maybe with your kiddo.
Yeah.
We want to hear from you. What should Noelle do here? She's got a 9-year-old?
Yeah, 9-year-old daughter.
9-year-old looking to get back out in the dating scene. Brother's saying, nah, you got to wait. You got to focus on your kiddo right now versus your love life. She's maybe not feeling it. What's your advice? 303-691-1MIX. 303-691-1649. What makes her brother such an expert at this? That's what I want to know.
Exactly, like, what's right?
Why did he put the artificial date of 16?
Well, and
on
honestly,
there?
I think he's just taking the kid's point into consideration without anything from the outside. Like, he's only looking at it from that vantage point, which I think is a little unfair to Noelle. She's a person and she has feelings.
Yeah,
and
Katie,
I've
dealt with a lot of single moms here.
Have
in my
you,
life.
Josh? So you
are
the expert.
Stories that we can't even tell on the air. Which pisses me off.
I think her waiting because of her brother and possibly her own daughter would be a little foolish in her aspect, because you still can't put your life on pause just because your daughter might be uncomfortable with it at first.
We care about Noelle's happiness, right, Josh?
I do. I give her my number. I know we do.
I know you do.
9-year-olds are gross. And we got Court on the line. Hi, Courtney.
Hello.
Hello.
Morning.
All right, what do you think Noelle should be doing?
She should go out and she should go have fun and meet people.
Tear it up, huh?
Yes.
Why?
Yes.
Why is that?
I think because, yeah, you're a mom, but also that shouldn't be your whole identity. Like, you're still yourself and you should still be able to go have your life without your kid. And you should also have your life with your kid.
That's such a good point. Courtney, I think, mm-hmm. like, especially when you're a young mom, I think people just expect you to 100% put all of your efforts towards your kid, or, you know, they label you a bad mom. So I think you are so right. It's important to remember that you're a young woman as well, and you still, doesn't mean you take care of your kid any less, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'm in the same position. I'm a single mom, just getting out into the dating world again, and it is a lot harder that you are a single mom and you have a child, because you don't want to bring your child on dates.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Also, that kind of weeds out the bad guys that don't want to deal with your children, and you should have some time away from your child because everyone needs that.
You should. Absolutely.
So I'm putting you down on team date.
Yes.
All right, Court. Good luck out there. Did you find a good guy right now?
Yeah, I have one.
Okay.
Oh, good.
Why do I feel like you're like, yeah, I have one? Yeah.
He's gotta go through some processes and make sure he's actually a good one.
She's just got one right now.
That's what I said. I heard that. She's like, yeah, I got one.
We'll see how it goes.
He passed the test.
Well, good luck, Courtney. Keep us updated, all right? Thanks for calling in. Here's Eddie. Hi, Ed.
What's up?
Hey.
You're up, bro. What are your thoughts on Noelle's situation?
Well, I met my kid's stepmom when I was 32, and my daughter was 4, and my son was about to turn 7, and that was 8 years ago, and now, like, they love her more than they love me or their mom, and joke about that, but I think it's true, so.
So it can work, you're saying.
It does work.
Yeah, so it's like, as long as you're not introducing them right away and like, this is my new lover. Yeah. I just said, like, she came over and was like, hey, this is my friend for a while, and then she's going to live with us now, and then eventually they figure it out. But
Daddy, why is your door always closed to your room?
Why are you hurting Mommy? Why is she screaming?
Our new Mommy.
You got to keep the cat out of the room. That's why.
There you go. Hey, Ed, I got to ask you, was it hard to find a balance when it came to spending too much time away from the kids with the new girlfriend? The reason I'm asking that is I have somebody in my life that is back in the dating scene with a kiddo. And the problem is that she is never around now because it's normal. It's like whenever even when you don't have kids, you get a new boyfriend or girlfriend, you want to spend all the time with him, and you guys are always doing everything. And she's doing that, and she's kind of abandoning her kids. Did you run into that at all?
So I got kind of lucky, and so with me and their mom, we have split custody. So it's like 1 week I have them, 1 week I don't. And then on the weeks that I do have them, they were young enough, and they would go to sleep around 8. So she would just come over, and we'd watch a movie or whatever.
Yeah, or whatever. So. Okay, so you were good. You weren't bailing out on your time then, because
that's definitely what's happening
on my end, where even though she has a week with the kids, she's coming up with excuses, you know, as to why she can't take them.
Or if it was something on my week with the kids where I needed alone time, I would just work out something with their mom to just switch time or something. So good co-parenting. Strongly recommend.
That's a huge part of it for sure.
Well, that's it.
Ed, we appreciate you sounding off and sharing your life with us, buddy.
Yeah, no worries.
All right, man. Have a great weekend week. It's only Tuesday, for God's sakes, Jer. I'm thinking she could still get out there and do a little bit of dating.
Why not?
Still be a human. But there is that thing where it's still, I feel like for me personally, I would still make sure I'm making my kid my number one priority, especially a young girl who's starting to enter those formative years there. You want to make sure you're a mom that's there for her.
Well, and that's Noelle, absolutely. Yeah. Everything about her letter says that she puts her kid first. I mean, she hasn't dated in the entire 9 years. I mean, the 4 years it looks like she's been single, she hasn't even entertained the idea. So
you got to be careful with it, though. It is that slippery slope where if you find a guy that you fall madly in love with, that you're not like pushing the daughter to the side.
Well, I don't think, I truly don't feel like that's a big issue. I mean, when I was dating, Zoe was always number one. Always. She didn't meet people that I just dated. Like, I think that most parents know that you have to make sure you're still being a parent, you know, that's always going to be number one. But
I always love having this conversation with Nicole. We've had it many times. Like, how quick would you start dating again?
Really?
Do you really?
Many times.
Oh yeah, we've had it before. Like, how quick, who would you choose? It's fun. It's a fun hype.
She's like Eric from accounting.
Yeah,
wow,
I'm like, really?
Quick?
Really?
This is a fun conversation.
No, her thing, you know, and whether or not I trust her or not, she said that she would always wait until the kids were much older and grown.
Yeah.
Just because she said there's too many weirdos out there.
Yeah.
She's like, and honestly, I wouldn't trust anybody else with the
Same.
Kids. I wouldn't trust. So she would wait until they were, you know, probably more so like deep into high school or something.
Okay.
I don't know. Again, it's all hypothetical.
She's going to be back out there next before. Week.
That's what I know. I was like, you're so full of it.
And that's the thing.
You're
though,
a liar.
It goes back to each individual situation because, you know, Knickknack, I doubt she wants to have more children.
Oh,
and,
God, no.
You know what I mean? So, like, Noelle, she's 32. She may still want to add to her
maybe.
Family. So her waiting.
I wish she had put that in there.
You know what I mean? Like, yeah, well, but that's the thing is her waiting to, you know, take place with all that, like, yeah. I just feel like that's a different situation.
Yeah, who knows?